This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A military takeover in Myanmar. The Southeast Asian nation's military seized control of the country Monday under a state of emergency it says will last 1 year. The military, citing a lack of action on its claims of voter fraud in the November elections. The moves come hours after the detentions of Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and other officials from the ruling National League for Democracy Party. An NLD spokesman said President Win Myint was among those taken early on Monday. A verified Facebook page for the NLD party later published a statement urging people not to accept a coup or any return to military dictatorship. Monday was supposed to be the first meeting of parliament after the NLD's landslide victory in the November elections. The Russian General Prosecutor's Office said Monday that it supports a request by the federal prison system to impose a jail term on opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. That's instead of a suspended sentence. Navalny faces the possibility of a 3.5-year prison sentence over charges he violated the parole terms of a 2014 suspended sentence. Navalny is being held in a pretrial detention for 30 days for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia from Germany in mid-January. This after a lengthy recuperation from a near-lethal poisoning attack that Navalny has blamed on the government of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has denied involvement. Read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will host a group of 10 Republican senators for talks about a new round of coronavirus economic relief. The White House meeting comes after the moderate Republicans sent a letter to the president on Sunday urging him to negotiate his proposed $1.9 trillion package. Republicans have sought a much smaller round of aid, including stricter limits on who would qualify for direct payments. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president invited the Republicans for a full exchange of views. Ugandan presidential challenger Bobi Wine launched a court case Monday seeking to overturn the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni. Museveni has been in power for 35 years. Wine had suggested he did not want to legitimize Museveni's victory in last month's polls by seeking justice with a court that has been reluctant to rule against the president in past elections. The Supreme Court ruled 3 times that electoral irregularities were not substantial enough to affect the outcome. Museveni won the January 14th elections with 58% of the vote, while Wine had 35%, according to final results announced last week by the Electoral Commission. Somalia's government announced the end of a 7-hour deadly siege after a suspected suicide car bomb exploded Sunday in Somalia's capital, followed by a shootout between militants and security forces at a hotel, causing at least 9 people to die. The militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab, which is linked to Al-Qaeda and often carries out bombings in its war on Somalia's government, claimed responsibility via its radio station. The incident happened in the busy Kilometer 4 area of Mogadishu. A Reuters journalist saw security forces besiege the area, which cars are inspected en route to the airport and where politicians regularly gather at the hotel. Police spokesman Sadiq Ali said many people had been rescued from the Hotel Afrique. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protests against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and on bikes, shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo and outside federal buildings in the capital, Brasilia. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.